Episode 1546, Impossible is an Illusion.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people happy every day. You have made it. I know. Can you believe it? It's Friday. Yes, it is. And it's time just to come on, let it all hang out. It is going to be fun. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama. Impossible is an illusion. Are you ready for some magic? Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, what keeps you from taking action? The stuff that makes you second guess everything and throwing out all possibility. But impossible is an illusion. What you think about, you bring about. The thoughts holding your mind captive are the thoughts that stir your decisions. I have watched how my children have grown up over the years, and some of them are to the point of finding their own way, which kind of is hard for a mama. Have you ever been in that situation where you're like, oh man, you really don't want them to go out and do this? You want to nurture them and love them. You want to catch them before they fall. But oh no, we've let our children fall. We've let them make mistakes, and we've even let them make their own decisions. However, what we really have tried to do in all of their falling down, making their own decisions and mistakes, we've tried to create this environment where nothing is impossible. I grew up that way, something my dad really hammered into me. And ultimately, I think it really is more for the positive. Yes, maybe there's some stuff on the perfection side of things, but overall, impossible is an illusion. Any situation can be changed. Anything or anyone can change, but you must be willing to do the work, take the steps, and see it through. Well, my son, when we first moved here, our youngest, he was really having a difficult time settling into his studies, you know, making new friends. And this was really unusual for him. He's like the social butterfly. And what was really disturbing for me as a mom was that this was this young boy, and we've never had these problems with him. I was like, oh, this is going to be a piece of cake move for him. There's going to be no big deal. Oh, no, boy, was it a big deal. It was so bad that he would have crocodile tears going to school. We had to dry his eyes just before the bus opened the door so he didn't look like he was crying. And then coming home off the bus, he couldn't walk into the house fast enough as if to escape the academic torture. I just didn't understand. This whole situation ripped my heart out. It was unbearable to see him go through it. You don't like to see your child suffer, and my child was suffering. And I wanted to do anything and everything to stop it. Well, nothing is impossible was farthest from what he saw as true. We go through our lives thinking we have to prove something, whether it's to ourselves or to someone else. But somehow, this little thorn of impossible becomes embedded in our mind. It becomes embedded in our body and our spirit. It's unrelenting. The pain is more than you can stand. It pulsates throughout your body, leaving no hope, only desperation. Have you been there? Maybe it's even been one of those weeks. I'm just excited it's Friday. I'm looking forward to another break, which isn't going to come until Easter. The children are like, come on, Mom, bring it on. I said, I can't move the calendar any faster. Only God can. But have you been there? Just feeling like, I can't handle this. Impossible, this thorn that just won't go away. Well, my son was there. Yet we weren't willing to give up on him or his capabilities. We need to be reminded how relentless we can be too. As parents, we need to support our children, showing them that nothing is impossible. Even when you're stuck in a situation, a season of life that you feel like you're not going to come out of it, even alive. You're just smothered. Now understand that this doesn't mean that life is going to be easy. It's not. In fact, you may have more challenges, but anything worth having or doing takes work. There's sacrifice. Ultimately, we need to create this environment that impossible is an illusion. And how does that even begin? Well, possibility is greater than failure. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Possibility is greater than failure. Most of us look at our failures before we see the possibilities. We run and hide behind what keeps us from taking action. It's got to stop, both for your child and for you. So how can you begin to see possibility greater than failure? It's scary. Because remember, most of us are seeing the failures. We're sin drawn. It pulls us in. Well, you can do it. Possibility greater than failure can be seen like this. Number one, pursue. Pursue where you desire to go, the direction you're headed, the dream you're chasing, the goal you're achieving. What is it that you want? You have to be in pursuit of. There's nothing more exciting than that adrenaline rush, right? Now, I know you don't like to be on the other end where you're the car driving and you hear sirens behind you. You just get this sunken feeling in your stomach like, oh, I've been caught. And maybe you weren't even speeding, but you still have that feeling. Oh, I know. I have it all the time. Our police officers around here are incredible. They keep us safe, but boy, man, especially one who has had temptation with speeding her entire life, I really have to watch my heavy foot. But when you're in the car going fast, chasing after something, that adrenaline rush is like none other. It's exhilarating. It wakes you up. You feel alive. So you got to pursue where you desire to go. This is where possibility is greater than failure. Number two, what step? Ask yourself the question, what step do I need to take? Any goal or dream you have is a compilation of lots of little steps taken one at a time. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. The statement isn't about what? When you take leaps, you get that greatness. Oh no, it's one step, baby steps, the next step. So what step do you need to take? What step does your child need to take to see that possibility is greater than failure? And finally, number three, take aim. Action ignites motivation. If you want to bury the impossible thorn, you have to take aim. Impossible is an illusion. You don't have to stay where you are. You don't have to remain stuck in your situation. You can lead your child out of impossibility and create the environment that nothing is impossible. But you have to be willing to put in the work. You have to be willing to pursue. You have to know and see and plan out what step do you take next. And finally, you just can't plan it out, but you have to take aim. Well, fast forward to present time. And our youngest is about ready to hit freshman year in high school. Our older boy becoming a young man. The one who faced more challenges in moving has now finished signing up for all of his high school classes. Do you know what his teachers have all said? Honors all the way. This was the boy who was living under a rock, who didn't see any possibilities, who now understands the impossible is an illusion. There is magic in life. But during that season, and it was a long, long season, we had to keep it alive for him. We had to keep this environment that nothing is impossible. We had to carry his belief torch, saying, you can go and pursue this. You got this. Yes, it's different. No, maybe you don't know everybody like you did before. But you've got this. And now he's sitting here going, okay, Mom, now they're saying it's all honors. His brother, our little Einstein, number four, is saying, boy, not only should you be taking honors, but you need to take AP. There was nothing in his eyes but failure. Fighting back the tears every day, not making the grades initially. I mean, he pushed through. He got all A's. Nearly killed him. At least that's how he felt. Because all he saw is that he didn't measure up, that he was a failure, that everything was impossible. He didn't want to face the fact that maybe possibility was greater than failure. And now, just a little over a year, he's celebrating. Not really, because he is a little bit concerned as to his schedule. Now, it's not finalized yet, but it's going to be a heavy schedule. But he sees the light now. Something much brighter than the darkness he was living in that season of life, living under a rock where he did not have any possibilities. There is magic in life, and that magic starts with possibilities. Are you creating that atmosphere in your home? It's not easy to do, but it can be done. It takes work. And yes, it's keeping not only your family's dreams alive, what they want to do, but yours too. It's hard to lead a horse to water. You got to show them. Are you leading your children by being an example? Are you pursuing where you desire to go? Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to get there tomorrow. That doesn't mean that it's going to come easy. That doesn't mean that you're going to have everything figured out within 24 hours. No. In fact, it may be 20 years from now. But if it's your dream, isn't it worth pursuing? Because if you were looking at your child, crying the crocodile tears, wouldn't you be doing anything and everything to help them see their dream and see it through? It's sad how we as parents seem that and feel like, honestly, that we have to sacrifice everything. There is some sacrifice when it comes to having children. We have to make decisions accordingly. Sometimes we take jobs because of a certain paycheck attached to that job. Even though we may not want that job, we want another one, but the other one that we want doesn't pay what the other one does, and we really need that income. There is sacrifice. Sometimes we say no to some things so we can say yes to others. Sometimes we stay up late so we can talk to them on the phone because they live too far away to be able just to hold now. Because they're grown. There's sacrifice in being a parent. But the sacrifice doesn't have to come with your heart. God wants you to pursue your child and raise them up to see the possibilities that He has created within them. There's magic in life. Impossible is an illusion. If you want help with creating an environment of nothing is impossible, click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. That will begin our conversation. Also, be sure that you signed up for the Kisses newsletter. I'm making some changes to the newsletter, so some new and exciting things will be up and coming here in the next week and a half or so. Give me a little bit of a breather. It may have to be just after Easter. We'll see. I've got a lot happening. Maybe you have a lot happening too. I'm honest with you all here. I love you very much and I appreciate you. And I want to serve you. And so some neat things are coming around the corner. It scares me to death. Talk about possibilities. Oh yeah, we're looking at possibilities. Are you willing to take those steps as I'm taking those steps too? Let's take them together. Click on that link. That will begin our conversation. Remember, there's magic in life. Impossible is an illusion. And most importantly, one step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.